Good morning. Today's daf in the Dharm, Chav Tes, one Chav Ches, and Beis. We're at the two dots. These are short dapim, but admittedly, they're not that easy. But obviously, we're going to try our best to navigate through the dapim. We're coming off of a Mishnah, the Mishnah yesterday, on Chav Ches, and Aleph. So there are two parts of the Mishnah, and part number one of the Mishnah, so we dispensed with that first part, not dispensed, but we said pshat in that first part of the Mishnah rather easily yesterday. I say easy relative to what we're about to start in just a moment, but just to review the Mishnah yesterday, we're in Nedarim Chav Ches Amud Aleph. We're in the third parak of the Masechta, and we're talking about Nedarim that are not Nedarim. Right, that's the general theme. That's the overall theme of our parak. So I make a Neder, but my intention was not to make the Neder. So when is my intention not to make a Neder? So go back and review the entirety of what we've covered over here in the third parak of the Neder, Nidrei Zeruzin, and all the other various type of Nedarim where. What you're articulating and what you're thinking are not the same, and we know that based on the context. Good. So that's our parak. And then yesterday we learned another Mishnah here in the parak, but this Mishnah seems to be a little bit off road. This Mishnah does not really seem to be conforming with the general theme of our Mishnah. But anyway, but the Mishnah is here, so obviously there must be a reason why the Mishnah is here. There has to be some connection. Good. That's worthy of a consideration. But meanwhile, we're given a Mishnah, so obviously we have to now try to explain the Mishnah. First part of the Mishnah, Hare Netios Elo Karbani Main and Excessus. So over here, I'm going to say that there's going to be a Neder, but only with a condition. Now that's something at this point in time we're so used to already, meaning, okay, in other words, I'm making a Neder, it's Chalos, its effectiveness is going to be conditional on something. Okay. That first part of the Mishnah was relatively straightforward. So then, in fact, the Gemara was so bothered, meaning at this point in time, pshita, it's obvious, right? Why would I have thought otherwise? And the Gemara gave an ukimta in the first part of the Mishnah, why I would have thought otherwise. But okay, good. That's the first part of the Mishnah, and that we covered yesterday. The second part of the Mishnah, however, presents a challenge. Let's read the second part of the Mishnah. Let's just start off by a quick review. So the Mishnah, second part of the Mishnah, you can find me in Chav Ches Amud Aleph, I'm all the way on the bottom. So the imen and nisrefes. I'm sorry, carbon imen and excess. Tells you imen and nisrefes. Okay, yesham pigeon. Harinatios elo carbon ad sheiksitzu. Okay, so he points to his trees and he says that they're gonna have kedusha ad sheiksitzu up until the point in which I cut them down. Once I cut them down, so I no longer want them to be kadosh. So then, or alternatively, not and then, alternatively, talis that carbon ad sheiksitzu. Same thing. I'm going to do with the talis. So I have a garment, and I want it to have kedusha until I burn it. And once I burn it, I no longer want it to have kedusha. So in those cases, a lamb pigeon. So you cannot be poed in them. You can't be poed in them before the ketzitza. Let's focus on the trees. Meaning, I know the Mishnah gave two examples, but for our purposes, the trees are just an easier example to discuss because in the case of the clothing, you burn it afterwards. I mean, what do you care after you burn it? But okay, so in the case of the tree, so after I cut it down, so we're going to be discussing what happens after I cut it down. But before I cut it down, so what the Mishnah is telling us is you can't be poed to them. You can't redeem them. Okay, that's what the Mishnah says. Ein lam pidyon. Okay, now, there is an underlying discussion that the Ran presents multiple times in our entire sugya. I'll just present the question, but the way I'm going to approach the Gemara today is that I'm really going to just deal with one side of the discussion. In the Mishnah over here, what is he doing with the trees? Meaning he's trying to be makdish them, right? That seems to be the simple pshat in the Mishnah. Now, when I say he's makdish them, meaning that's a little bit strange. We're learning Nedarim right now. Meaning, what are we focusing on? We're focusing on Isurim, meaning an Isur created via Neder, right? And when we say, every time we say by Neder, we say the word Kona. What do we mean? Meaning it should be like a carbon. But in other words, I'm not investing it with Kedusha. What I'm doing is I'm just creating an Isser via Neder. Now, the Isser via Neder is going to resemble a carbon. It will be like Kedusha, but it's not Mamish Kedusha. So one way to interpret our Mishnah over here is that that's exactly what's going on in the Mishnah. When you say that these Netios are going to be carbon, Ad Sheyitzitzu, so what the Mishnah means is that it's just going to be a neder, but the Ran prefers to say that no, even though this is Masechta Nedarim and even though we're generally talking about Isurim in this particular Mishnah, when the Mishnah says that they're going to be a carbon, he means mamish a carbon, meaning with kedusha, like a carbon. Not like a carbon, but mamish a carbon. Now, I say carbon over here, we're talking about trees, meaning the trees obviously over here cannot be brought as a carbon. Now, I say that knowing that wood actually can be brought as a carbon, right? You can mamish bring wood on the mizbech, and then and wood could be, it could be like a kedushas aguf. But more probably over here, I say carbon, I mean carbon like kedushas damim carbon, meaning it's going to go to the bedek habayis. Okay? So over here in our Mishnah, the Ran offers both of those explanations, and it seems like his preference is, and it's going to be the way we're going to be discussing the entirety of our sugya today, and that we're mamish talking about carbon. Again, carbon kedushas damim carbon, but still it's going to be carbon. Okay, so with that stated, so now let's think through what our Mishnah is teaching us. Our Mishnah is telling us that I'm going to be giving the trees kedusha, but kedusha lizman. It's temporary kedusha, meaning I want these trees to have kedusha starting now, effective now, and I want it to continue until I cut them. And once I cut them, I want the kedusha to go away. Okay, so there really are now, good, that's the case. That's the case of the Mishnah. And what the only thing that we get from the Mishnah is ein lahem pidyon. You can't be pod to them. And presumably, the Mishnah is describing before I cut them down. Okay. There really are two different discussions that need to be had, and we're going to have both of them right now in the Gemara. Okay, so before I cut them down, I can't be pod to them? Meaning, why not? If something has kedusha, and especially if we're talking about kedusha's damim, so why can't you be pod to them? Okay, that's question number one. And then the second question, after the Zman is over, meaning after I cut down the trees, what happened to the Kedusha? Kedusha just dissipates? Meaning, is that what, can Kedusha do that? Can Kedusha just simply go away? I gave a Kedusha, and now it's just going to go away? Okay. Happens to be, you know, I want to keep this as simple and as straightforward as possible. Okay, whatever. I was gonna for a moment entertain the other side, but let's not entertain the other side. Let's keep it like this, okay? Keep it nice and simple, as straightforward as possible for today. So what I did is now I invested the trees with kedusha. Kedusha zman, temporary kedusha. And so the Mishnah is making a twofold point. One is that up until the point that I cut the trees, I can't be pod to them. And the simple question is, why not? And then question number two is that after I cut them down, what happened to the kedusha? It just goes away, it disappears. Okay, those are the two discussions we're going to be having, and those two discussions will be occupying our entire day today. Good. So at least today, even though it's going to be a bit of a complicated discussion, but it's one topic for today. So the Gemara's discussion, Hare Netios. So we're on Chav Ches Amud Beis. We're four lines from the bottom of the Amud. So the Gemara starts off with a really easy question. Hare Netios Yelo Karban V'chule. So La'olam. So in other words, what does that mean? You can't be pod to them. Meaning, in perpetuity. Now I say in perpetuity, by the way, I mean until the point of you cutting them down. I mean, you can't be pod to them. Of course, you can be pod to them. Something has kedusha, and we're not talking about kedusha seguf over here. We're talking about kedusha damim, and you can't be pod to. Why not? So amara padan chosus v'kedushos, padan chosus v'kedushos ad sheyiktzitzu niktzitzu podam pamachas v'dayal. So we're going to have now effectively two pshatim in our Gemara. We're going to start off with the pshat of Bar Pada. Bar Pada says, here's how to understand our Mishnah. It's like this. When you invested it with Kedusha Sazman, so effectively, here's what you're saying. And the way I'm presenting it right now is the way the Ran is saying it over. And that is that right now I want to give a temporary Kedusha, but I want a temporary renewable Kedusha. Okay, I know that's a mouthful. I know that. But I want the kedusha to be on it until the point where I cut it, and even to the effect of, let's say, somebody tries to remove the kedusha, and not just tries, but in other words, he's poda, he redeems it. It, transferring the kedusha into something else. Let's say somebody's poda it. So what I want, meaning this is part of my intention, is that I want the kedusha to go ahead and renew. I want it to become kadosh again. Meaning until the point where I cut it down, I want it to be in a constant state of kedusha. Renewable, so that if somebody's poda it, of course the pidyon is going to work, but then it becomes kadosh once again. So it's a funny kedusha in that it's temporary, but within that period of temporariness, okay, I know I made up that word, but even though it's temporary, but all the while it's going to it's going to be eligible for renewal if necessary. Good. That's up until the point of where I cut it. And then what happens when I cut it down? When I cut it down, it still has Kedusha, meaning it didn't go away. This is all according to Parpada. But rather, what's going to happen now is that I'm poda it, it's no longer eligible for renewability. It's no longer a renewable Kedusha after I cut it down. Ah. So the Bar Pada's understanding of the Mishnah is the following. I want it to be Kedusha Lizman. What that means is that up until a certain point in time, eligible for renewal. After that point in time, no longer eligible for renewal. And the difference now is going to be, is that up until the point of time, that point of time is cutting it down. Up until that point in time, if I'm poda it, the Kedusha will just simply come right back. After I cut it down, so I only have to redeem it once, and that would be it, that would be sufficient. Good. That is Bar Pada's understanding of the Mishnah. Now, Ve'ula Amar Kevin Shenixas Ushuvein Podim. Now, Ula would say that no, after you cut it down, the Kedusha goes away. It just simply goes away. Okay. Now, what's not clear from Ula is, and what about before I cut it down? What happens then? Is Ula in agreement with Bar Pada? Is Ula in disagreement with Bar Pada? So I raise the question, knowing that the Ran discusses this at length, and I'm going to point you into the direction of the Ran. I won't go over this part for now. As it is already, there are a lot of moving parts, and it's already complicated enough. So, but I'm just pointing you that if you want to know where Ula stands on before you cut it down, so see the Ran for that discussion. Okay, but meanwhile, Ula says that after you cut it down, so what happens is the Kedusha goes away. And so now, Amalei Rav Hamanuna, so we're on the top now of Chav Testament Aleph, and the question now is really simple. Amalei Rav Hamanuna, Kedusha Sheben Leichan Halcha. So I want to focus now on Ula, and after you cut down the tree, and the Kedusha going away, and Rav Hamanuna says, and wow, right? In other words, I know not exactly his words, it's not a direct quote, but wow. Meaning what happened is that I invested the tree with Kedusha, albeit let's call it Kedusha's Damim, and now I say that I want it to be a Kedusha Lizman, and now what happens is I cut down the tree, and now according to Ula, what happens to the Kedusha? Poof, it just goes away, okay? And Rav Hamanuna says, is that how Kedusha operates? Are those the dynamics of Kedusha? So Uma Ilu, and Rav Hamanuna says, and let me make the following comparison. It's an exciting comparison the Gemara is about to make. Uma Ilu Amar Leisha Hayomati Shila Machar Iat Ishti Minafka Beloget. Let's say the following. I go over to a woman. I say, look, I want to be Mikashu, but Kedusha Lizman, meaning I'm not ready for a long-term marriage. So what I want to do is I want to be Mikashu, and I want to be Mikashu Lizman. I don't know, for a day. Okay. All right. Yeah, right. He went to a town and he was Mekadesh a woman and it was going to be just for a day. And okay, it was more than just there. You're right. But there was more than just Kedusha, meaning moms, they got married for a day. Okay. Fine. And good. You're right. But over here, the discussion we're having, the Gemara over there means that they got married and maybe they got, maybe divorced her afterwards. Right. Okay. Over here, the Gemara's point is as follows. You go over to a woman and you try to be Mekadesh, but only Lizman. For one day, I want to be Mekadesh. And now what do you think is going to happen? Well, he did stay for a day, and therefore what's going to happen tomorrow? The Kedusha is just going to go away. It's going to disappear, poof. You don't have to give her a get. You don't have to die. In other words, the Kedusha just goes away. Do you think that works? So obviously the strength of the question is of course not. Meaning that is a perfectly untenable position to suggest for a moment that Kedusha, you could do that. You can be Mekadesh a woman for a day. Doesn't matter what the time period is, a day, a month, whatever. In other words, of course you can't do that. Once you're Mekadesh a woman, that's it. You are now, the Kedushin is permanent. Permanent until death or divorce, but in other words, but until either one of those two events, the Kedushin is Chal and that's it. And there's no turning back. So over here, what Rav Hamanuna is saying to Ula is, you're Mekadesh the tree. And I know you said it's Kedusha Lizman. But Ula, you're now saying that once you cut down the tree, right? That was Zman. Zman was until the point I cut it. Once you cut down the tree, so now you're telling me the Kedusha goes away. And when you're Mekadesh a woman, so you're telling me that the Kedusha just goes away? Okay. So, Amalei Rava Mikamadamis. So now Rava, in defense of Ula, says the following. Not a fair comparison. Meaning, I know it's an exciting question, it's an exciting comparison, but Rava just shrugs his shoulder and says it's not a fair comparison. So Kedushas Damim, I'm sorry, Kedushas Damim, Kedushas Aguf. So Kedushas Damim Paka Bechti, Kedushas Aguf Lo Paka Bechti. So Rava says, look, we know in the world of Kedusha, so there are two types of Kedusha. There's what's called Kedushas Damim, and there's what's called Kedushas Aguf. And just simply to flesh this out, we all know this, and that is that Kedushas Aguf is something like a carbon, where I'm investing the animal with Kedusha itself. It itself is a Cheftza of Kedusha. It itself is going to be brought in the Mizbeach. And again, I know it's a funny comparison, but same thing with Kedusha of a woman. When a man's Mekadosh a woman. So in other words, that's a Kedushas Haguf. In other words, the she herself now is a Cheftza of Kedusha. Right? Not objectifying. We're just talking in terms of status. Good. So she's a Cheftza of Kedusha. And but meanwhile, Kedusha's dummy, and Kedusha's dummy means what? It means that I'm going to be Makdish this cup. This cup has Kedusha. In other words, it's a Chevz of Kedusha. No, it means that its value is going to have Kedusha, and it's open to and eligible to be redeemed at any point in time. And what Rava is saying to Rav Hamnuna is, you're making such a comparison, it's not a fair comparison. Meaning, you're right, when you're Mekadosh a woman for a day, so you know what happens? She's Mekudeshes forever. In other words, there's no such thing as Kedushas Hazman when it comes to a woman. And the Kedusha just simply won't go away. But that's Kedushas Haguf. And so therefore it can't go away. Over here we're talking about a tree. We're talking about a shirt. So over here we're only talking about Kedushas Damim. Kedushas Damim is only Kedusha Lizman. I'm sorry. Kedushas Damim is eligible for Kedushas Man because it's only Kedushas Damim. You weren't Makdish the item itself. You were only Makdish the value of the item. And so therefore, yes, Rav is arguing, in defense of Ula, the Kedusha could just simply go away. So, Amalei Abaye, Kedusha Seguf Lapaka Bechdi, V'atanya. So, Abaye says, now, I'd like to wonder, out loud. In other words, so, Rav just made a distinction, and based on that distinction, it was an excellent defense of Ula. Okay? So, let's just quickly recap, meaning, all right, there's a lot going on over here, and just to make sure that we're all clear in terms of the sequencing of the Gemara. Right, our Mishnah tells us that if I give a Kedusha Zman to a tree, right, I say that these Netiyos are going to be Kedusha until the point where I cut them down. So all the Mishnah tells us this is I can't be Poda. Now that Mishnah's comment of I can't be Poda is talking about during the duration, during the temporary status of it has Kedusha, what exactly does that mean? And so Bar Poda has an opinion, and Ula, we're not sure what he would say there. Fine. That's number one. Good. Number two is that after I cut down the tree, now what? So according to Bar Pada, what now is going to happen is that it still has Kedusha. You're going to be Poda, but according to Bar Pada, the point is that once you're Poda it, that's it. You don't have to be, the Kedusha doesn't reverberate. It doesn't renew. Good. That's Bar Pada. Then the Gemara presented the position of Ula. And Ula takes an exciting position, which is, you know what you did? You gave a temporary Kedusha. You know what's going to happen? You gave a temporary Kedusha. Once the time is gone, so now the Kedusha just simply goes away. And what the Gemara now is deliberating is, can that happen? Can Kedusha just simply go away? You're Mekadosh a woman. Can Kedusha just simply go away? The answer, of course, is no. So over here, Kedusha by a tree should simply go away. So Abaye's response to that is, yeah. In other words, because it's a false comparison. You can't compare the Kedusha of a woman, which is Kedusha Seguf, to the Kedusha of a tree, which is Kedusha Damim. They are fundamentally different types of Kedusha, and therefore, one can't go away, and the other one can go away. Good. That's Rava. And now the Gemara is going to present the position of Abaye, or that's not really a position of Abaye, but the thought process of Abaye, and that's where we're up to right now in the Gemara. So Amarle Rava, other way around. Meaning we just presented Abaye's chiluk of Kedusha Zaguf, Kedusha Damim, and now the Gemara is going to present Rava. So Amarle Rava Mikamidamis. No, I was right the first time. Okay. Now, in other words, Rava made the distinction between Kedushas Aguf and Kedushas Damim, and now Abaye is gonna consider the following. Amarle Abaye Kedushas Aguf lo paka bichti, and Abaye says, I don't understand. Kedushas Aguf doesn't go away. I think it does. Ve'atanya. Let's consider now the following brisa. Now, this brisa has two parts to it, and admittedly, the brisa here is just to make points. Meaning, the case of the brisa is really weird, but it's just to make points. And here, point number one of the Braisa. Part number one of the Braisa. Shor zeh ola kol shoshi yamim l'achir shoshi yamim shlamim. So I have an ox I want to offer it as a karban. And so here's what I wanted to do. I want to give a kedusha to Guf right now. I want it to be an ola at least for 30 days. Not at least, but for 30 days I want it to be a karban ola. Right? That makes sense. And then after 30 days, you know what I wanted to do? I wanted to convert over to Ishlamim. Okay. Now, Ol and Shlamim, of course, are examples of Kedusha Saguf. Meaning when you make an animal a carbon ola, so you know what it is? It's a carbon ola. Meaning, as such, it's going to be offered on the Mizbech as a carbon ola. That is the quintessential example of Kedusha Saguf. And over here in the Braisa, it says that I'm going to be giving it Kedusha Saguf, Kedusha Ola, but that's only for 30 days. And then, after 30 days, I want it not to become a Shlamim. And oddly enough, the Braisa tells us, here's what happens. And that's called Shoshim Yom Ola. Yeah, so for the first 30 days, it's an Ola. Ola Acher Shoshim Yom Shlamim. So then, and after 30 days, now it goes ahead and re-identifies now as a Shlamim. Okay, so am I.
It remains Hegdish, though, right?
Yeah, correct.
No matter what he says or what he does, it has to stay Hegdish once he has.
Yeah, yep. So am I Kedusha Saguf Nenu Paka Bichti? So the Gemara says, so here's what I don't understand. In other words, obviously we're talking about Kedusha Saguf. Now you're telling me that Kedusha Saguf is static and Kedusha Saguf can't go away. I have a simple question for you. If the Kedushas Ola, which is the first 30 days of the animal, is in fact there, so in other words, so where did it go? In other words, there should be no opportunity for the animal to reassign as a Shlamim. I know in the beginning you said that should happen, but who cares what you said? Once you invested with Kedusha of a carbon Ola, so that's it. The carbon Ola status should now stay in the animal, and there should be no opportunity for it to become a Shlamim. And meanwhile, the Braisa says, very comfortably, oh, and you know what's going to happen after 30 days? It's going to become a Shlamim. How does that work according to you, that Kedusha Saguf is not flexible? Obviously, there is some flexibility with Kedusha Saguf. Okay, so the Gemara says, Hacha b'mayiskin d'amar l'demei. So the Gemara says, okay, I know the Braisa is difficult, but the Gemara says, I'll tell you, you think the Bryce is talking about Kedusha Saguf? I beg to differ. I think the Bryce is talking about Kedusha's Dami. Now, the Ron over here discusses, by the way, there's a lot of Ron in today's daf. I made my way through it, but for the purposes of the daf, I'm just highlighting the parts that are just, you know, just to say simple pshat in the Gemara. So what the Gemara now is countering is that, no, the Bryce is not talking about Kedusha Saguf, it's only talking about Kedusha's Dami. The Ron points out over here. You have a carbon that's a non-blemished carbon. It's, in other words, you have an animal that's a non-blemished animal, perfectly eligible to be brought as a carbon. And you say, you know, I wanted to have Kedushas Damim. So, number of Gemaras around here cites a number of them. A number of Gemaras point out that immediately, automatically, it upgrades. Because generally speaking, Kedushas Aguf obviously has more Kedusha than Kedushas Damim. It's Mistaber. In other words, just intuitively, we could sense it. And so if it's upgradable, so then it's going to automatically upgrade. So I only want it to have the value of a carbon. So, and it's a perfectly eligible animal to be brought as a carbon. It immediately upgrades to becoming Kedusha Saguf. Good. So that's generally speaking what happens. So over here, the Ron's pointing out that as we're interpreting the Braisa, that the animal over here is only going to be given Kedusha's Damim, we have to be talking about where the animal has got a mum. Oh, the animal's got a mum. So now that means to say that when I invested Kedusha into this animal, it's not Kedusha Saguf because the animal is a blemished animal. It can't be brought as a carbon. So what I'm doing is really, I'm investing the value of the animal with Kedusha. Value of the animal, Kedusha's Damim, that's flexible. That we could work with, right? It's pliable. So therefore, in other words, so for 30 days I wanted to have Kedusha Saguf, and then after that I want to have Kedusha Shlamim, and we're only talking about Damim. That can work. That's what we're offering as a pshat in the Braisa. So the Gemara says, okay, but you know there's a second half to the Braisa. And let's take a look at the second half of the Braisa. So la'acher shloshim yom ola ome achshav shlamim. So here in the second half of the Braisa, so a couple things. Number one, we're going in the other direction, meaning we're moving over here from ola to shlamim. That's number one. Number two is that he worded it also a little bit awkwardly. Meaning, as opposed to in the first case of the Braisa, he said, no, for the first 30 days, here's what it's going to be. After 30 days, this is what I want it to then be. Here in the second half of the Braisa, he first starts off with what's going to be after 30 days, and then he says what's going to be for the first 30 days. So, a couple of changes over here in the second half of the Braisa. Wonderful. Do you know what we're learning in the second half of the Braisa? Effectively, it's the same thing that we learned in the first half of the Braisa, in that you can assign it as one type of carbon for the first 30 days, and then it can be reassigned as another type of carbon after that. Okay. And I know, in other words, I just highlighted that there are two differences in the second half of the Braisa and the first half of the Braisa, but when all is said and done, the second half of the Braisa is basically rinse-repeat. In other words, it's basically making the same point. I'm reading it again. Eima seifa la'achar shoshim yom ola, or me'achshav shlamim. After 30 days, I want to be an ola, but for the first 30 days, I want to be a shlamim. Now, iyamar b'shlam achad b'kdushas ugov achad b'kdushas damim, as we turn to the Amud Beis. So, hainu d'yitzrich le'letan le'misnei tarte. D'sakad ad chamina k'dushas ugov lo paka b'chti. K'dushas damim paka b'chti. Ve'amata la'achri tana tarte. So, to which the Gemara says that, look, if we have two parts of the Braisa that seem to be rinse-repeat. So now, if I'm telling you that part one or part two, it doesn't matter which part, but one part of the Braisa is talking about Kedushas Agov, and the other part is talking about Kedushas Damim. So the Gemara says, good, now we're cooking. Meaning, now the Braisa is understandable why it's repeating. It's not repeating. Meaning, it wants to tell you a Chiddush, and then wants to tell you even a bigger Chiddush. Well, by Kedushas Damim, it could be reassigned. And even by Kedushas Haguf, it could be reassigned. Oh, okay. That's excitement. And then I understand why there are two parts to the Braisa. And by the way, as Aran points out, meaning, and if there was only one part of the Braisa, I would have only given it the smaller of the two Chidushim. I would have assumed that it's only talking about Kedushas Damim, not Kedushas Haguf. By now, the Braisa doubling up. So now, doubling up means that the Braisa is clearly there to teach me a Chiddush in that second part. It makes sense that Kedushas Damim and Kedushas Agov. Now, with all that stated, meaning at this point now in the Gemara, so this all becomes difficult, because what Rava was trying to argue is that Kedushas Damim is malleable, Kedushas Agov is not malleable. Once something is invested with the Kedushas Agov, it's locked, and that's it. Never, even if I give it Zmani, even if I do it temporarily, that's it. It's locked. There is no wiggle room when it comes to Kedushas Haguf. That was Rava's argument. That was his distinction between trying to be Mekadosh a woman for a day versus the case in our Mishnah with the tree where you only gave a Kedusha Lizman. Good. So that was Rava. But now, in our current interpretation of the Braisa, there are two parts of the Braisa. Why are there two parts of the Braisa? One is for Kedushas Damim, the other is for Kedushas Haguf. And now what we're saying is that in both cases, we're looking at it's malleable, where I can reassign it. So that obviously now serves as an unbelievable difficulty for what Rava was trying to express. Okay. So the Gemara says, okay, so Ella Iyamart, Ida vi Ida Kedushas Damim, Lama Lemisni Tarte. So Hasha Yeshlam, Mekdusha Chamur, Kedusha Kala Paka, Mekdusha Kala, Kedusha Chamur, Tzrich Lamemar. And over here, if both parts of the Braisa was talking about Kedushas Damim, then the Braisa's second half is really just rinse repeat, meaning it does, and it's not providing any chiddush whatsoever. And look, in other words, if both parts of the Braisa are talking about Kedushas Damim, if I can go ahead and convert from Kedusha Chamur to Kedusha Kala, I for sure can go from Kedusha Kala to Kedusha Chamura within Kedushas Damim. So, at this point, what the Gemara is trying to wrap its head around is, why are there two parts of the Braisa? And it certainly makes more sense to suggest there are two parts of the Braisa if one's talking about Kedushas Damim and the other's talking about Kedushas Aguf. But if it's both talking about Kedushas Damim, I don't get it. There are two parts of the Braisa, and the second part would be perfectly unnecessary. So, Lema Te'ave Tiyufta De Parpada, the Amar Lopaka Kedusha Bichti. And so the Gemara says, now, at this point in time, what it certainly sounds like is that we are now looking at the fact that Kedusha is malleable. Kedusha Lizman is something that can be done. And at the end of the Zman, the Kedusha goes away. And that's both by Kedusha, by Kedusha's Damim, and it's even by Kedusha's Aguf. And all that brings us to the beginning of today's Daf. Meaning, what did Bar Pada say in our Mishnah? What Bar Pada says is that when you were Makdish the tree, Lizman. So what did Bar Pada say? After you cut down the tree, what do you have to do? You still have to be poed to the tree. Why? Because the Kedusha doesn't go away. And now the Gemara wants to know, okay, well, why not? Meaning, we just learned that Kedusha can, in fact, go away if you're a Makdish at Lizman. So Amar Papa, Amar Lachar Bar Pada. So, in defense of Bar Pada, Rav Papa says the following. Hachi kamar, this is going to now be pshat in the Braisa, and that is Nimlo Amar Me'achshav Shlamim. So La'achar Shloshim Yom O La'havai. Okay, so what we're going to do now in the second half of the Braisa is that we're going to reinterpret the second half of the Braisa with a not-so-small editing of the second half of the Braisa. Okay, so in the first half of the Braisa, what are we talking about? Let's just set ourselves up. In the first half of the Braisa, this is a review. This is something we know already. First half of the Braisa, what you did is that you were only investing it with Kedushas Damim. Kedushas Damim is malleable. So for the first 30 days, I wanted to have one form of Kedushas Damim. And then after that, I want to have another type of Kedushas Damim. That's the first half of the Braisa. Good. Right? Been there, done that. In the second half of the Braisa, here's now a new interpretation, but a new interpretation also with a small editing of the Braisa. And it's not so small. Now, what the Ran tries to argue over here on the Amud Beis is that it's really small. It's a small editing. Okay, but between you and I, it's not so small. And that, Im lo amar me'achshav shlamim, la'achar shoshimam o la'havai. Okay. If I don't say that currently it's a shlamim, but rather what I say is that I just simply want delayed chalos. I want it to become a carbon ola. I want it to occur 30 days from now. Okay, so I put a delay timer, in when the chalos takes effect. As long as I currently don't interrupt that with anything else right now, so you know what's going to happen. After 30 days, it's going to become a carbon ola. So in the second half of the Braisa, what we're describing now is not Kedusha Lizman, but just the opposite. I want the Kedusha to take effect, and I want it to take effect permanently. I just want it to take effect starting not today, but starting 30 days from now. Delayed effect. That's the second half of the Braisa. And that works provided that I don't say that I want it to be a Shlamim now. Oh, okay. That's the second half of the Braisa. And to which the Gemara says, Pshita. And now the Gemara now wonders. I'm sorry. La'achar shoshim yom o la'havai. So, imida da'avei, omer li'isha, iskachu li la'achar shoshim yom, mekadesh asaf apishin esaklu amos. So the Gemara says is that now what would that be comparable to? That'd be comparable to where I go over to a woman, I'm in mekadesh the woman, and I do so la'achar shoshim yom. Meaning, look, I want to be mekadesh you, and for whatever reason, I want it to take effect not today. I want it to take effect 30 days from now. Oh, and you know what? And it works. And by the way, and good. And the Gemara says, and I'll tell you what. Even if nisaklamos, meaning obviously, how do you affect kedushin? You affect kedushin by giving her money. There are two other ways to do it, but right now let's just focus on the money. So you affect kedushin by giving her money. You're giving her the money now. So in other words, so interesting. But again, we're so used to this in the world that we live in. Right. In other words, by banking. I know I give this example all the time, but you know, obviously, I'm annoyed. I think we all are. The banks do this all the time. Meaning, you put in your order now, and when does the transfer occur? Not now, right? The transfer occurs a day from now, a week from now, whatever. Whenever the bank decides that you know the transfer should occur. So good. So we're all used to this. We live in a world of delayed transactions. So in other words, so over here, I go over to a woman, I hand her the money now, and I say I want the kedushin to be chal. Not now, I want it to be chal 30 days from now. And by the way, the Gemara says, and you know what? It's going to work. And not only is it going to work, but it's going to work even if 30 days from now, where did the money go? She used it already. She spent the money already. Right? She treated herself to a dinner. Right? She's so excited.
Did she make the dash it right away?
No. He put on delay.
So she technically marries someone else.
Ah, so wonderful. So hold that precious thought. So that's we're going to discuss that in just a moment. So over here, the Gemara now is telling us that the second half of the Braisa is totally changing topics. The first half of the Braisa was talking about Kedusha Lizman. Second half of the Braisa is now talking about delayed Kedusha. Delayed Kedusha, no different than a woman. So by a woman, so I'm going to be Mekadesh her, but I'm putting it on delay. I'm giving her the money now, but in other words, but I don't want the effect to occur until 30 days from now. So the Gemara says, Pshita, the Gemara says, now, at this point in time, if that's all the second half of the Braisa is coming to teach me, isn't that obvious? The Gemara says, no, it's not so obvious. So tzricha, the hadarbe. So the um, So the so let's say what happens is retraction. In other words, what happens now, and Alan, this is kind of what you're touching on, what happens now is the following, is that you gave her the money. Well, I mean, we could be talking about the Bryce, we could be talking about the case of the woman. Either way, the Gemara is seeing the two as basically the same, the same principle. And that I'm giving her the money now, I'm being makdish it now, but I don't want its effect to occur until 30 days from now. So let's go to the case of Kiddushin. So the Gemara says, okay, what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush would be, is that let's say within those 30 days, you decide, you know what, I want to backtrack. I want to renege. Okay. And what happens then? Okay. Now that's a really good question. And any guesses? It's a machlokas. The Gemara in Kiddushin, there in the second parak, tucked away in the middle of the Masechta. It's not the middle, but anyway. So has a machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish on this very topic of what happens on a delayed Kiddushin where during that awkward time period between when you gave her the money and when the actual Kiddushin take effect, what happens if there anywhere in that interval you decide that you want to retract? Okay. So what happens over there? It's a machlokas. So the Gemara says, so over here, I would like to suggest that the Chiddush is that on a delayed Kedusha, the Gemara says, Pshita, it's so obvious, which I know is a funny comment of the Gemara. It's so obvious, meaning isn't that a Chiddush in of itself? Gemara doesn't feel that way. So the Gemara says, it's obvious. The Gemara says, no, I'll tell you where it's a Chiddush. The Chiddush is that during that delayed period, you decide to retract. And now what the Bryce is telling me is that even though you decide to retract, it's unretractable.
Well, so.
Oh, no. Again, in other words, I know it's confusing, but now we are offering this new pshat in the Braisa. And in the new pshat in the Braisa, for the first 30 days, it's nothing.
Oh,
it's nothing.
So you delayed until...
And then they just delayed it until 30 days from now. Okay, good. Okay. So, hanich lamanda amar nechozeres, alamanda amar chozeres maikel amemar. So the idea that it's unretractable, and that's a chiddush, and admittedly, it is a chiddush, but that's only if you subscribe to that viewpoint. And as I pointed out, it's a machlokes between Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish and the Gemara in Kiddushin. And if I take, and I believe this is Reish Lakish's viewpoint, that it's unretractable, so good. So now the Braisa has got a chiddush with teeth. And that if I delay the effect, and during that delayed period, I decide to retract, and it's unretractable, and you want to tell me now that's the point of the Braisa, that's wonderful. Meaning the Braisa is telling me a lot of novel points, but that's only if I subscribe to that viewpoint. But if I hold like Rav Yochanan, where I don't subscribe to that viewpoint, so then Michael and Amar, it can't be that that's what the Bryce is telling me. So I feel Amand Amar Hasam Choseres Sahachi Shani Dami Rasul Agavo Kemisir Rasul Hedjot. So the Gemara says, okay, so here's what I'll argue. And that is that in the case of Ming Mekadisha woman, so there is a discussion of whether or not there is retractability during that delayed period. And I know it's a machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. But here's what I'll say. We are not talking about men being Mekadosh a woman. We're talking about being Mekadosh an item. Now, I know the Gemara is putting the two side by side. And we've been spending most of today comparing the two. But the Gemara says, even within the comparison, here's where the comparison is going to fall short. When you're Mekadosh an item to the base of Mikdash, Amiraso legavoa kimisiraso lehejo. In other words, even though you put it on delay, in other words, how are you makdish something? You're makdish something bepeh. A verbal declaration transfers ownership. And so when it comes to Kiddushin, verbal declaration is insufficient. As we know, with Kiddushin, there has to be an item that affects the Kiddushin. Kesef, shtar, ubiya. So, and again, we're just going to be focusing on kesef. So when it comes to Kiddushin, so is there going to be retractability during that delayed period? Remember, by Kiddushin, it's not just a verbal declaration. It's verbal declaration plus money. So there we have room to argue. But when it comes to being makdish an item to the Bedek HaBayis, to the Beis HaMikdash, so there, what is affecting the Kiddushin? Kiddushin, again, by Beis HaMikdash. What's affecting the Kiddushin? The only thing that affects it is verbal declaration. And even though you put it on delay, but there, no one's going to argue. The delay is just a delay. But in terms of, can we turn around? Can we backtrack? Can we retract? Everyone will be of the position that you cannot retract.
For both parties, can she retract? Can
Again, but right, I know this is where it gets complicated, because what the Gemara is doing now is just separating the two cases. In the case of the woman, so the Gemara says, we'll have a debate about whether or not she has the ability to retract also is a discussion. But that is talking about by Kiddushin. What the Gemara now is saying is that, good, but we are not discussing Kiddushin. We're discussing being Mekadosh an item to the base of Mikdash. Ah, there we'll have agreement that you can't retract. And the difference is that when it comes to being Makdash for the base of Mikdash, verbal declarations, all that you need. And you did it. Ah, you put on delay. Good, you put on delay. But it's unretractable. Masha'enkin, when it comes to being Mekadosh a woman, it's not just verbal declaration. It's verbal declaration and money as well. Right. Oh, fair. Fair.
Right? Whereas a woman has a choice.
Okay. It happens to be another really good point. The Ron discusses your point in today's daf as well. Okay. Fair. Extraordinarily fair. Okay. And this is where we're going to pause. We're going to pause at this point in time. Yosef Rav Avin. Okay. A little more discussion, but the discussion really goes into the first part of today, of tomorrow's daf. And so we'll just simply hold off on this and we'll continue tomorrow. And let's recap. Admittedly, I have to admit it is a hard daf today, and so but let's see if we could just, in summary, hopefully sharply outline the basic points of today's daf. Number one, okay. Number one, we go back to our mission. The mission is talking about a person who is makdish a tree lizman, and he says that I want this tree to be mekudesh, but only until the point where I cut it down. After I cut it down, okay, that's it. I don't want it to have kedusha anymore. Good. Now, again, to be accurate, the Mishnah says that in la pidyon, that you can't be poded. And clearly, Amoraim understood that that's talking about before it was cut down. Good. So what's happening with the tree? Before it was cut down, after it was cut down. So number one, we opened up today with the opinion of Bar Pada. Bar Pada says, here's the pshat of the Mishnah. Before it's cut down, what you did is that you gave a temporary kedusha, but also renewable. Temporary, renewable kedusha. All right. Like I said earlier today, that's a mouthful. But that's Bar Pada before you cut down the tree. And that means that even if I'm poded before I cut it down, so yes, the pigeon works, but Kedusha comes right back afterwards. Because that was my investment of Kedusha before I cut it down. And then after I cut it down, what happens is that now it's a one-time pigeon. Now, Bar Pada clearly is of the position, because even though you only gave a Kedusha Lizman, but there's no such thing as Kedusha Lizman, all it means is that after I cut it down, now I can be poda it, and that pigeon would work now forever. Good. Meaning, after I cut it down, it's no longer a renewable kedusha. It's just simply kedusha, but with a one-time pigeon. That is the opinion of Bar Pada. Ulas, on the other hand, says, no, after I cut it down, you know what happens? I don't have to be poda it, because the kedusha just simply goes away, dissipates. Because when I invested with kedusha in the beginning, I only gave a temporary kedusha. Kedusha lizman. And therefore, Ula's of the position that what happens when the Zman's over? Kedusha's over. Good. So that's the machlokus between Bar Pada and Ula in terms of how to understand our Mishnah. And again, like I pointed out, Ula was not clear about what happens before I cut it down, and that is a discussion, but outside of the realm of the Gemara, so we're just going to keep it to what the Gemara is discussing. Good. That's point number one. Point number two, this idea of Ula. Meaning for the remainder of today's daf, the Gemara litigates, is Ula right? Can Kedusha just simply go away? I gave it a Kedusha Lizman. Zman is over. The Kedusha goes away. Is he right? So the Gemara says, look, let's make the following comparison. Let's compare Kedushin to Kedushin. Kedushin Isha. Can I be Mekadosh a woman for one day? The obvious and clear answer is no. You can't. So if by Kedushin, by an Isha, cannot be done temporarily. And even if I say I want to be Mekadosh for a day, that's it. You and her are now called married. The Kedushin is Chal, forever. And if that's true by woman, so isn't the same thing going to be true by an item for the Beis HaMikdash? And then the lengthy discussion and complicated discussion of maybe to make a distinction between Kedusha Saguf and Kedusha Damim. Kedusha Saguf, Kedusha can't go away. Kedusha Damim, the Kedusha can on its own just simply go away when you're a Mekadosh Lizman. And then the Gemara quoted a Braisa, where the Braisa has two parts to it. And why does the Braisa have two parts to it? Presumably because part number one is talking about Kedushas Damim, and part number two is talking about Kedushas Aguf. And in both cases, what do we see in that Braisa? That even by Kedushas Aguf, the Kedusha could just simply go away. Good. So that's why there are two parts of the Braisa. And the counter argument to that is that no, the first part of the Braisa is talking about Kedusha Sadamim, and what's the second part of the Braisa talking about? Delayed Kedusha. Meaning, what we did is that we just simply reinterpreted the second half of the Braisa, where the second half of the Braisa is talking about a Kedusha on delay, where I do nothing for the first 30 days, and I want the Kedushin to be Chal, but only after 30 days. So good. And then what the Gemara discussed for the remainder of today's daf is, and new, what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is that it's not retractable. Meaning that if I put a delay timer on the Kedushin, where I only want the Chalos to occur 30 days from now, it's not retractable. Now the Gemara notes that when you marry a woman on delay, so is it retractable? Machlokes. That's the machlokes between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Good. So the Gemara says, okay, good. That's by Kedushas Isha, where it's a machlokas. But over here, by Kedushas of Hektish, it's no machlokas. It's not retractable. And the distinction to be made, says the Gemara, is that by Kedushas Isha, it's not just verbal oral declaration that effects the Kedushin, it's that plus money. That's why at least there is a room to argue that it's retractable. Masha Inkin over here, it is not retractable because all you need is just simply verbal declaration. Adkan, that's today's daf.
Is the idea of the